You're listening to the Mad Monday podcast for DT Talk. It's the 16th of December and we look at some price leaks. We also talk to our boy, Tom Rockliffe. Dream Team's all right with me. Dream Team's all right. Oh, yeah. I'm Roy. I coach Destroyer. This is Warnie.
Our coach of the Warn Dogs.
And this is Calvin.
Coach Calvinator.
Now, we've got a fair bit going on considering how early in the preseason it is. We're going to look at some new teams that have had their prices released. We're going to have a chat to Tom Rockliffe because Brisbane is one of those teams. And, well, yeah, I've just got an unhealthy obsession with the kid.
we're also going
to have a look at who's training the house down, Warn Dog.
Oh, that's all we're hearing about. People training the house down, bloody.
A few people getting more midfield time,
all of that
too.
Sort of
more
stuff.
Midfield time.
We'll chat about that. But, yeah, well, let's start talking about those teams then, boys. All right. We've had the team pick, what's it called? The planner, advent calendar thing.
That's irrelevant, whatever it's called.
We're getting these bloody prices out there and we're finding out some positions along the way. So we've gone through half the teams already now. So here's what we've got. GWS, boys, anything catch your eye with them? Probably not.
Well, my boy, and your boy, I think he could be my boy this year.
Who?
Toby Green.
You cannot claim him as your boy. You did not go through what I went through last year.
He is second year Blues last year.
Yep, I should have seen it coming.
Yep. He's going to be better for it, and he's cheap.
Yeah, he's cheap. He's heavily underpriced.
He's like 20 points under what he got in his first season. So, man, you've got to be looking at a guy like him.
Yeah, probably not too much going on there. What about Melbourne? You've written a deck of DT about
had a great time doing it. Jesus. They've got a couple of guys to watch in the NAB that you may pick in your starting squad based on their price. So guys like that, Viv Michie. Right, so he's come from WA. He's had some pretty decent numbers in the past. So he will get time. So a guy like that, who is as cheap as chips, could slot into your team. And that's without basically... You know, and then of course you've got to look at your Bernie Vinces and that, but we'll talk about him later when we look at the deck. But there's not much in Melbourne, no.
All right, St Kilda, they're probably another team that's a bit irrelevant, yeah?
Well, no, but I like Jack Stevens.
You do.
I do.
Now, just don't put an S on the end of his name.
I didn't.
He's someone that
it's my lisp, the bastard. Sorry, Roy.
You can claim him as your boy because you're the only one that rates him.
I love Jack Stevens. Anyway, play on them.
Saints. All right, moving along. All right, Bulldogs.
British Bulldogs.
Well, it's a bit unfair, but I don't really like a whole lot that I see there at the moment. There's always that talk about Howard, but Calvin, is he not going to play round one?
You've been doing some research.
I have been doing a bit of number crunching and...
Hashtag stalking.
No.
It got to that point,
I did. I'm trying to write a bloody article.
It was a massive Twitter stalk. I felt a bit creeped out.
Well, you follow too many people if you're watching all those dirty messages I said. Howard. He had surgery on the hip.
Hip-hop, wasn't it?
Yeah. Earlier. No, later this year.
Hip-hop.
Yeah, hip-hop.
With Eminem.
It was good.
Oh, terrible. So, he is an unlikely starter for round one.
Yeah.
Right? And at the moment, probably behind guys like Sam Daly, who are pushing their way into the team.
Okay.
So, watch this space.
All right, next on the list was Gold Coast. What do you reckon about them? There's a few guys there to think about.
Don't spit.
Oh, no.
What?
Is this what this is turning into?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I'm going to...
Swallow, Roy.
Yeah. Well, he is heavily underpriced. 377 he is, right?
And
the massive selling point. I remember thinking at the end of the season, I hope this happens, because Swallow, massively overdue for a breakout.
Oh, big time.
And he is now available in the back line with some DPP action.
So, the thing is, he did play a lot of roles, and that's pretty much what he did. So, it's well deserved. I think what we'd be picking him for is hoping, and this is we need to read all the preseason stuff, is that he does get a slot back in the midfield.
He was drafted as a midfielder, and I know a lot of teams used to do this with their real prime recruits.
Yes.
Give him a couple of years in the back line, then inject him into the midfield, and bang, they're away. Well, I think that might be what they've done with him.
Well, he only averaged 69 last year, and his first two seasons he was like mid-70s. So.
Yeah, I think if he is given that midfield time...
Get on.
We're looking 90-plus.
Yep.
He's a gun.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, there's some bargains there as well. You've got to be thinking about Bocchi, obviously. He's a basement price. He's a forward now. Is he going to be there round one?
Of course he will.
Bocky.
Bocky's in.
Well, if he is playing, he is just a walk-up into your team at that price.
One of those boys killing the preseason, though, Roy.
Yeah, Cade Kolodziejczyk. He is up there in all the time
trials. Now, can you just teach people how to say that name?
Kolodziejczyk.
That is correct. Kolodziejczyk.
Like, someone explained it to me one day. Collar. On your shirt.
Yep.
Jazz, like the bloody music thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
And knee, like your knee.
Yeah. A lot of, I've heard it said wrong and it's angered me already.
Can't wait to hear how BT says it.
Oh God, don't get me started.
Sorry. Right. But yeah, he is going really well. And from all reports, but from all reports, pushing for round one. So yes, you do have to pay $250 to get it.
And that's going to be one of the big questions of our fantasy pre-seasons now. Are these guys worth paying that extra money for?
Yeah.
I guess it depends on what we've got. All right, next team along was the West Coast Eagles.
Coxie, now, what about... Well, Coxie and Nick Nat, they lost their dual position status. But what about your boy here, dog? X Ellis.
Well, he's bloody cheap. I honestly don't think he's going to be there round one. I reckon he's going to get sunburnt or something along the way. But his best average, he did actually... He has been a decent enough performer... he is a mid only, so it's not enough for that. But 75, 76 over a couple of years there. Yeah. That was when Hawthorn, I think, what was it, about 2010, 2011? Hawthorn had been good the last few years, but he only one of those, I think he actually managed 22 games or up there.
Well, the thing is, though, you'd take that on your pine and you'd take the price rise.
Well, if you got that from a rookie,
a
traditional rookie or whatever, what we used to think, you're going to take that all day.
Yeah,
so,
you'd be very happy. Now, Scott Selwood, has he elevated himself up to those elite premiums, like justifiable selection in the midfield?
Has his rise... just being one of the most amazing stat things in the world.
It is.
He has to be. What, it was 108 this year.
Yep.
So that's pretty close. And he can pump out some pretty decent scores.
Yeah.
But his consistency is pretty nice, I think, as well, I like.
He's a tackler, dog. 7 games last year, double-figure tackles.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's
so
huge.
Here's the deal, though. Then I pose this question. If he loses his tagging role, will he lose all those tackles? Would that hurt him? I don't know. Is he better as a tagger, or are we hoping he's freed up as a pure mid?
He loves to tackle. He loves to tackle.
So he'd do it anyway?
He'd do it even if he was on the bench.
Yeah, okay, that's all right.
Well, it'd be nice if we could see him. He's gone up. I think it's about 10 points every year over the last 4 or 5. Like, that's what he's... increase has been of average.
So you are saying he's going to average 118 for you this year if you pay the bucks?
That's 10 more points than this year, so lock it in.
Yes.
Jesus Christ. First, math, but no way.
We could see. All right, Calvin, your boys, the Crows.
The bloody Crows. All right, Stone the Crows. Dangerfield.
Mm.
Are we excited?
Very.
Well, he's now just a lock.
So sort of not excited because he's just in.
Yeah, he's in everyone's team now. You have to. Like, obviously, for those who have been living under a rock, he's named as a mid-forward, which is pretty bloody good. But I read an article that he's going to sit forward and play a lot more time forward this year, or next year, than he did this year.
More forward time. Well, we don't normally say that.
No.
It's in reverse.
So what's the deal?
Well... could we say maybe until Taylor Walker comes back, he will spend a bit of time forward 50 just so they've got that avenue to go on?
No chance. The Crows aren't that good. Like, the Crows can't afford to sit their best player.
It won't get there. It won't get forward if he's sitting forward. Is that what you're saying?
No, exactly. Another guy is Crouch.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's been talking about Crouch. So the thing I don't like about him, he was awesome this year.
Born again, Toby Green.
Yeah, plays his second year. Yeah, of course. The second year Blues coming up for him. But... why would you pick Crouch when you can actually spend a couple of dollars less and pick up Dane Beams?
Oh.
Good point.
Well, you've just sold me on that. Because I can hear the Crouch arguments from people. Not everyone does have second year Blues. Look at Chad Wingard.
He
killed it in his second year. So imagine if Crouch improved that much in his second year.
And, of course, his brother.
He's cut from the same mould. They're both
bloody jets.
Calvin.
Yes.
Looking into the future.
Okay. Yes, Warren.
Are we going to be talking about them as pigs in 2017?
Oh, you started already. Don't use the P word around me.
We could be.
There's definite swine in their family.
There must be. There is. So
I don't know where.
Anyway, so yeah, 200.
What he said about their mum.
So his brother, he did it.
He covered his toes.
So yeah, for $203,000 to get the bro, you're going to have to pay a fair bit. So, but, you know, why would you get in when you can get an X Ellis? Next thing,
North Melbourne.
Pass.
There's not a lot going on there, I don't think.
No.
What about Del Sano?
Nah, never touch him. Dr. Dream Team does, though. He loves him.
Yeah, no comment.
Play on. Yeah, play on.
Bombers, they came out. What do you reckon about them?
Heppel and Goddard lost their dual position status and therefore will be in no one's team.
So they came out and admitted what they'd done wrong, did they?
Have they, Doug?
Yes. You said they came out?
We should have been playing Heppel and Goddard in the back line more, but now we've stuffed up and so the mids only.
Can I just thank Goddard for his service, his long service as a member of Destroy? But sorry, mate.
All right, I'm going to pose a question to you.
Go on.
Post. This guy is priced at 403.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. He will be the cheapest he has been for a very, very long time.
Oh, no, you're talking about. He has averaged.
I know, you're talking about. A few years back, he's averaged 112 and 113.
Twang.
He's priced at an average of 84. Paul Chapman.
Lock and load.
Really?
Oh, no, that's probably going a bit.
Well,
I like it a lot.
You say that, then I automatically think you idiot, but then I think, actually, there is slight merit to this.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. Will he be a top forward scorer for us?
I think he will be.
I think he
will be too.
My biggest concern, and I'm treading on my own toes here, because I'm going to probably, here's a spoiler alert, he'll be in the deck very soon for me, I think.
Yeah.
But I just think that Essendon will manage him a fair bit. Like, that's my worry. I think that we should all have him at the end of the year, though. That'll be my big thing, is that Essendon will want him and need him playing those last 8 to 10 games, won't they? Going into finals. Well,
realistically, they'll need him every week because they are crap. But anyway.
But no, you know what I mean. He'll be
drug him up.
He'll be there playing those games. And so I reckon he will be a top six forward over those games. That's my thoughts anyway. Anyway, all right, last one. We haven't sort of actually mentioned because we skipped past them. That's because we're going to talk to the great man very soon. Brisbane, any guys there on your radar?
Yeah.
Actually, there's a lot.
Yeah, well, there is. And I did my deck of DT on Rocky the other day. And
no!
I certainly looked at it from all perspectives. It was very professional. I looked at positives and negatives, but I think he is heavily underpriced and a massive bargain. Zorko, Cowan?
Well, as I said earlier, so he's dropped 20 points from what he averaged in his first year. So you can pick him up at 74. The issue is he going to get a bit of mid-time? So I guess, you know, later on in the season, we need to watch a bit of Nab, talk to your boy Rocky, and just see what he's got to say about him.
Well, someone heavily underpriced for them is Clay Beams coming off an injury. So we'll get Rocky on the blower and get the inside on what's happening with Clay Beams. We're lucky enough to be here with our number one man, our boy, Tom Rockliffe. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Just firstly, I'd like to thank you on behalf of all our all the Dream Team coaches out there. Over the last 8 rounds last year, you averaged about 124 points. Thanks for that, mate.
No worries, mate. Anytime.
I think you racked up like 19 Brownlow votes or something in that time, didn't you?
Yeah, I think something like that. I was overseas in the Brownlow, so I didn't see it, mate.
But, didn't you?
Something like that, yeah.
Anyway, it was bloody brilliant. It was bloody brilliant, but what that's done, you've lost your dual position, so you're just a pure mid now.
Yeah, right. I played half the year as a forward.
Yeah, I know. We put the argument in, but they've put just a midfielder next to your name, so coaches really have to decide whether they're going to pay the big bucks for you. Do you reckon they should?
Well, it's up to them. I've been doing all the pre-season with the midfielders, so we'll have to wait and see, but I assume that's where I'll be playing.
Now, Rocky, Roy's had a bit of a stiffy in his pants all week waiting to chat to you today, so thanks for joining us.
No worries.
Can you tell us a bit about Clay Beams? Because he's a bit of a bargain this year. How's he travelling? And, you know, is he going to get a game straight up with him?
Yeah, he's training really well. We did a 2K time trial the other day and he ran a low 6-minute 2K time trial, which is outstanding. So his knee's fully recovered and he's going really well. So got some really good kids coming through. Obviously, you've seen Mays last year, James Aish, and all the kids that we drafted seem to be really training well, so it'll be good to see the kids in action this year.
Yeah, you got a few other recruits up there, but probably the biggest recruit would be a new coach. So, what do you reckon that might mean about some role changes?
I don't think you'll see a lot of change. I think you might see I'm not sure, actually. I don't think there'll be anything drastic. I think you'd probably see Merrick go to the other end and play down back. But other than that, I don't think there'll be much major change.
I guess the most important one is that he does see you as a midfielder. So despite losing the dual position, we know that you're going to be playing in the guts for us.
Yeah, that's right.
Mate, Simon Black retired. Now, even though he was a bit older towards the end of his career, he still seemed to take one of the main taggers. Who do you reckon will be in the mix to be tagged for you blokes this year?
I reckon it'll be probably Pierce Hanley or Richie. They seem to go after them too most weeks just because of their influence on the game. So they like to stop, obviously, Richie's raking their foot and Pierce's over that run. So I guess I'd say them too, but you never really know until you come up against them.
Yeah, of course. Now, hopefully you can keep flying under the radar there, mate. God knows why they're not tagging you, but let's just hope it continues.
Yeah, let's hope it does.
All right, thanks heaps for your time, mate. Good luck with the rest of the pre-season.
No worries, boys. You have a good one. I'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, talk soon. Love you.
Cheers.
Right, we've got new segments. I've got two of them, and it's based on what I'm hearing week in, week out. As a matter of fact, I've heard it for the last 10 years, week in, week out, over the preseason. So the first one is called Lighting Up the Tracks.
And
thank you. And I'm going to ask Warndog, who is lighting up the track this week?
Well, the big one for me that probably has me excited is Mark Murphy, one of the boys from the Blues Roy, your former or current team at the moment?
Former team.
Yeah. Anyway, Mark Murphy, he had a terrible year. I think everyone probably had him at some stage this year, maybe. I don't know.
He was at least in consideration.
Yeah,
for
and he just never, ever came good. So he only averaged 85 at the end of the day. So that's pretty underpriced. Like the year before, he had 100. But then we can't forget that he had 111 average the year before that. Mm. So that was, you know, they're pretty awesome numbers to have. He's lighting up the track. Should we be picking him?
Yeah, I think he's a walk-up, actually.
I think you have to.
Yeah, for that price. And apparently he's over his knee soreness and things like that that had been holding him back on the track. So get him in. Calvin.
Yep.
My second segment.
Oh, God.
More midfield time.
I just can't. I feel sick covering more. Okay, I'm over listening about, oh, this guy's got more midfield time. Oh, he's training the house down. What's his name? Kamiri.
Yeah.
Stuart Kamiri.
Yeah.
Premieri.
Same bloody thing.
You don't even know him. That's even
cooler. I don't even know him and I don't even like him. Look, more midfield time. What a load of crap.
I know.
He's been training with a midfield group, apparently.
Oh, God.
I reckon that's just to get his fitness up, because there's always been question marks about his tank, hasn't there?
Well, jeez. That's pathetic.
I love your reaction to that, because we didn't speak about it 2 weeks ago because I hadn't created this wicked segment, but guess who they talked about?
Who?
Nick Riewoldt.
I saw it! Yes. I did see that! Nick Riewoldt, more midfield time. God, doesn't he? He's only got one knee left.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
That's it.
They were a hit.
Jeez. That was looking forward to next week.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't wait to go and pick those guys
awesome.
For next week. Alright, so thanks very much for listening. If you are an iTunes user, an iPerson, you've got an iPhone, Calvin, you can get on and download this in iTunes in the podcast thing. So either search for DT Talk or Mad Monday or something, you should be able to find it. If you leave us a review, that would be really nice because it helps us feel good about ourselves. But yeah, that's a nice thing to do. Also, the website is cranking at the moment.
Oh.
Our traffic is up a truckload on any other preseason, and we've been doing the deck of DT starting the same date for the last 5 years, I think it is now. So
I've noticed some other people copying the concept.
Really?
Really, Warnie? Yeah, I have.
Have you? Okay.
I don't read it.
So anyway, they've been good, and there's lots of great players coming out there. Someone interesting. They're not always going to be players that are locks in your team, because you can't have 52 locks in your team. But
yeah. My first two people are people that I'm saying don't get.
Oh, well, and that's good.
There
they're
go.
Very interesting reads, Calvin.
Oh, I would think so, yeah.
Says less people than ever. Well,
wrap it up.
All right. Thanks very much for listening. We will be talking to you next week, and it'll be a little Santa edition. And we might even have a nice present for you.
Sounds good. We'll also see who's lighting up the track.